Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, so this is a fast follow. I've been thinking about the conundrum. The typical challenge has 80 members. We've got 25 spots taken off. Okay, and Isabel wants to impart some words of wisdom. What's up, Isabel?
And then I got some
That's right. And they clean up all the bugs, right?
And they use them with a special machine to eat the bugs.
That's right. So it freezes them. Remember the temperature? 0 degrees. And now they're frozen shut. And now they can't go anywhere. Well, yeah, they're gone from your head, and then you have a little bag over your head. And that'll keep your head nice and safe. I'm glad we did that. That was great. Then they're on the garbage. But that's okay. We wanted that to happen. All right, should we keep talking about the main topic? Well, look at pictures at home. I took a couple pictures. We'll take pictures, or I'll show you pictures of the bug in a bit. Can we get back to the thing I was going to tell the people listening to this episode? Okay, so Isabel, what happened is when we bought the gym, I thought everything was good to go, but as they're getting ready to sell, there's every couple months, they give me a big cup of water. That's called gym members. And they have a lot of gym members, but this time they have a challenge. And unfortunately, we have a cup of water and it's pretty empty. Well, this time, there was a challenge that was going to happen where lots of people were going to work out. And this time, not as many people were going to work out. And so that's a little spooky because we need people to work out. And so at first I was like, oh no, I'm a little nervous because I needed it to be full, like a cup of water. But the cup isn't as full as I thought it was for just this one challenge. Everything else was good, but just this one challenge was a little bit. And so what do you think we can do when we have a pretty empty cup? What do we do if we want to drink a lot of water? That's right. We go get more water because we can fill it up and fill it up as big as we can. And guess what? We're going to have a salesperson help us with that. So if we're going to get as much water as we can drink and we're going to be stuffed with water. I like that idea. What do you think?
I think we can pick that very we could put some water on it.
Water and berries? Not just the water. Maybe upsell some berries along the way, huh?
Yeah. We smell them. It's a bad berry. No.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
A good berry, we can pick them. But if you pick so many, we'll just get your types of squirrels.
That's a good idea. Well, squirrels eat them if the berries are no good. That's a really good idea. I like your smile. You're looking really confident. What is it?
That tree doesn't have the wolf.
Yeah, it's false. The trees are moving, losing leaves. So anyhow, that's the long route to get to. So we have our challenge every 3 months for the corporate wide system. Normally we have like 80 challenge members, and this time around we have 25. Okay, one more thing. That's right. We're going to get a lot of water for the gym. We're going to make it happen.
No.
No?
I said, I have some water and I put it in the backpack.
Oh, yeah. You put a water bottle in the backpack. I didn't even know that you put a water bottle in the backpack. That was really sneaky of you.
You know,
I did not, no. And so that's totally fine. You know, a little bit of a bummer because now I have two people in the challenge, but that's not so bad either. The seller, you know, he's not obligated to give me anything. He did everything he was supposed to do. That's all good. Like, no qualms, no beef. A little bummed that I don't have as many people to upsell into membership. But here's an asset I do have. And this is where my mindset is shifting slowly but surely. It is shifting. So instead of thinking, oh, woe is me, this could be a fucky situation, or I'm a victim, the guy didn't give me a full class of members. No, that is the wrong mentality. And with Rice, the brain, the side of the brain that sees opportunity, that sees something that we can, how do we monetize this? How do we get more value out of this? How do we help more people? Those have to be the guiding principle. How do we help more people? And who are those people? It's the staff, the member. It's those few people. If we can't help either people, we're in trouble. We got to help more people. And here's what we're going to do. I realized we have a database, thousands of leads. We have tons of them. And I'm fired up because this is an opportunity for right from my picking. And what we're going to do is we are, I've got a sales rep, TJ. TJ is going to hop on board. He knows these leads like the back of his hand. He knows people's history. I'm hitting him up today if he'll give me a text back. And what we're going to do, we're going to fire sale the opening to the rest of this challenge. I don't know how or what, but normally we charge like $500, $600. The challenge series is happening whether we're ready or not. The openings are there whether we're ready or not. If we sell a thing for $1, that's free revenue that we've got. We're going to sell for more than $1. But if we start doing, like today, the challenge starts, like literally the challenge starts tomorrow on Saturday. People are checking in. They're measuring their biceps, their hips, their thighs, like push-ups, mile run, sit-ups, like the whole gambit. So this is coming whether we're ready or not. And we're going to be coaching and instructing whether we're ready or not. So the only thing that's not ready is having the number of people there for us, sir. How do we get more people? We got to get the leads that have been low-hanging fruit, but they're just not going to pull the commitment by one or two little tall reasons. And we're going to drop the price and squeeze the class nice full. There's plenty of capacity. There's room for more people. And the folks that have been curious, interested, always a few bucks away from being able to commit, this is the time to commit. We're going to get this class filled. I'm going to give a chunk of commission to the sales rep for every guy he gets to sign up. And we are going to stuff this thing full. And the big win is that we're going to serve more people. But also, we've got the best basket of leads, the bucket of opportunity. And then that revenue will come to me as the owner. And I'm going to share that with sales rep, with the managers. We're going to have tons of people to upsell and commit to in the long. And that was a huge asset that the seller did not capitalize on. It's getting those final people stuffed into the system and started because there are other things in this radar. I don't know why. Other things in this radar. It's all good, though. And so that's the opportunity and that's the mindset. And this is a reinforcement of something that could only be a victim, shrivel up, and withdraw from the world moment. I'm fired up. We've got the leads. We've got the contacts. We've got the system. I don't have the commission or the pricing figured out. The sales rep will help me because he's talking to these people. We're going to get 50 leads in the next 2 weeks. And we're going to close them. We've got thousands of leads. We have 50 people we need to get signed up and locked in. And this is going to happen, and we'll figure it out on the way. But this is going to be a surge of excitement. This is a wave-making opportunity, and we're going to flash as big as we possibly can. So, Silver hasn't called me back yet. We need him to call me back, and we're going to make it happen. But I'm learning, who can we help? How can we get people to their goals? How can we monetize this thing that we're doing? And what's the action plan? I'm tired of being a victim. I'm tired of rolling over. I'm tired of asking for Band-Aids. I'm tired of needing Advil on problems. And this is a moment, and this is a realization of this is how you grab opportunity. And I know I'm getting on like a $5 speaker on podcasts or YouTube or whatever, but I'm not going to roll over. This is where you have to grab an opportunity. Something sucks and something that is not dealt to you the way you think it should have been. No. Don't wish evil on other people. Wish for opportunity for you to find opportunity. This is an opportunity. I'm never going to speak poorly of the other guy because he's a mentor. He's a friend. He's somebody I look up. He's done so many things. He is a mentor and a leader. I'm also not naive to say he's perfect because nobody is. And so this is a chance to learn how to rewire the brain. This is an opportunity. Something sucks. something short of what I needed or wanted, and that's okay. This is an opportunity to capture value created in the marketplace, and we're going to squeeze this lemon so that everyone is getting a glass of lemonade. That's all I got. Time to execute the game plan, get the players on the spot. Let's roll.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.